For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi state media reporting that Kamal Khashoggi, the missing activist and writer, last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd, was killed in a quarrel or fight. A commission set up by the Saudis have a month to release their report. 19 Saudi nationals remain detained for the investigation. The deputy of the Saudi intelligence services has been released from his duties. Before the announcement, President Trump in Arizona on possible consequences.
Well, I think it's too early to say. We want to see. We're doing investigations right now.
A caravan of around 3,000 immigrants, mostly fleeing violence in Honduras, are trying to enter Mexico from Guatemala to seek refuge either there or in the United States. President Trump has threatened to close the border with Mexico if the caravan isn't stopped. A surge of migrants broke through a steel fence that had been padlocked shut. A U.N. special investigator says the migrants should be treated with respect and their cases considered on an individual basis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Flooding from heavy rain continues in central Texas, moving downstream to the coast. Governor Greg Abbott worried some Texans will be taken by surprise.
There are so many people here in the Austin area, for example, who already know about this flooding. But there's even more people downstream who are unaware that flooding may be coming their way.
He's added 36 counties to the state's disaster declaration. The man under arrest by Kentucky State Police for making threats against Anderson County schools was carrying 200 rounds of ammunition and a bulletproof vest. Kentucky State Police Commissioner Rick Sanders.
I can tell you that he was caught backing out of his driveway with the tools he needed to commit this heinous act.
20-year-old Dylan Jarrell admits to making the threats. Dreams of being a billionaire for millions of people holding a Mega Millions lottery ticket. No one has won it since July 24th. It's likely to end up being the largest lottery prize in U.S. history as it continues to grow. Bill Cosby wants a new trial for his sex assault case, but prosecutors are asking the judge to deny him a post-trial hearing, saying the request is meritless. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
The Undersecretary for the Department of Homeland Security says election security is a race without end. He says China is among the nations trying to influence American voters through social media and other means.
How they perceive policies and influence the decision-making process so that they have political candidates, whether it's in Congress or elsewhere, that are more favorable to trade policies, things like that.
And the U.S. is accusing a Russian woman of helping oversee the finances of a sweeping, secretive effort to sway American public opinion through social media in the first federal case alleging foreign interference in the 2018 midterm election. While in Scottsdale, Arizona, President Trump signs a memorandum that directs the Interior and Commerce Secretaries to reduce regulatory burdens and expedite environmental reviews for projects in the West that provide water for farmers.
For decades, burdensome federal regulations have made it extremely difficult and expensive to build and maintain federal water projects. You all know about that. Millions of Americans in the West depend on critical water infrastructure to irrigate farmland.
David Bernhard, the 49-year-old Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Interior Department and a former lobbyist for water interests in the West, says Trump's directive might be the most significant action taken by a president on Western water issues in his lifetime. Law enforcement officers in Southern California arrest at least 45 suspected gang members and seize 63 firearms and illegal narcotics. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.